Heavenly Father, we do give you the glory this morning because of all the great things that you have done.
天父，我们今早要将一切的荣耀归给你，因为你所成的大事。
You created all the world and everything that is in it.
你创造了世界万物和一切所有的。
You created us and gave us breath.
你造了我们，并给我们生命气息。
You saw us in our sin and distress, and you sent your Son Jesus Christ.
你看见我们在罪恶中，你将你的爱子送给我们。
He died for our sins that we may live again.
你为我们的罪而死，让我们能够活。
And you have prepared a place for us in heaven.
你并为我们在天上预备了一个地方。
For all this and so much more, we give you thanks.
为了这些，还有其他许许多多，我们献上感恩。
And we pray in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
When speaking to my kids about how school is going, they tell me what their favorite part is.
当我问我的孩子们学校目前进行的如何，他们总是告诉我们他们最喜欢的那一部分。
Can you guess what their favorite part of school is?
你们猜猜看他们最喜欢的一部分是什么？
They said their favorite part of school is walking home.
他们去学校最喜欢的一部分就是当他们要走回家的时候。
But when, as we walk home, there are many things to see.
当我们走在路上，回家路上，有许多东西可以看见。
And just a week or two ago, we noticed one of the houses that we walked past has a big patch of mushrooms.
不久前，当我们回家的路上，我们经过一个家庭，他们的草坪上有一大片的香菇。
The girls were just happily playing with each other and walking along, so I had to point out to them all the mushrooms.
所以孩子们没看见，所以我指给他们看。
And at first they said, "Ew!"
他们一看到说，哎呀。
It's a large patch of mushrooms, as big as as big as this.
所以有这么宽的一群的香菇长在那里。
And I said, "You want to eat some?"
我说你们想吃看吗？
And one of my daughters said, "Ew, we don't eat those kind of mushrooms."
我的女儿说，哦，我们不吃这种香菇。
The kind we eat grows in the dark.
我们所吃的那种是在阴暗中成长的。
Well, she's obviously been paying attention to the videos that we watch about how our food is grown.
所以我的女儿她肯定有在。有记得我们以前看到的我们所吃的香菇是如何生长的。
And she knows that the mushrooms that we eat grow in dark places.
所以她知道我们人类所吃的香菇是长在阴暗的地方。
And so she felt that the difference between the mushrooms that we can eat and the mushrooms that we cannot eat are whether they grow in light or dark.
所以对她来说，我们能吃的香菇是长在阴暗处，不能吃的是长在亮光处。
So I had to tell her that no, that's not the way that we can tell whether a mushroom is poisonous or not.
所以我必须告诉他们说，你要鉴定一个香菇它是否有毒，不是借着在光中或者在阴暗中。
That mushrooms can grow in the same kind of environment and look almost exactly the same, but be very different.
这个香菇它可以长在同样的一个环境中，看起来也很相似，可是它们本质完全不一样。
One can be nutritious for us, and one can be deadly.
同样一种的香菇对我们来说是鲜美的，另外一种香菇对我们是有剧毒的。
And so, of course, she asked, "Well, then, how would we know whether we can eat the mushroom or not?"
结果女儿问我说，那我们怎么知道我们可否吃这个香菇呢？
I said, "Well, you have to be very knowledgeable about mushrooms."
我说，哦，你必须对香菇。非常有研究。
And the same is true for religions and philosophies in this world.
同样的道理也应用在这世上的宗教和哲学中。
They can look very similar.
他们看起来好像很相似。
At times, just looking on the outside, we might not be able to tell the difference.
所以我们光是看其外貌，我们无法了解他们的内涵。
So that's why some people look at all the different religions and think, well, aren't we all just going to the same place?
所以有许多人他们比较了宗教以后说，哎呀，条条大路不是都通罗马吗？
Aren't we all just climbing the same mountain, but just taking different paths?
我们不是都在爬同样一座高山，最后都到达同样的尖峰吗？
To the untrained eye, all these different religions and philosophies look very similar.
对于一个没有鉴别能力的眼睛来说，所有的宗教和哲学看起来都很相似。
I was thinking about this a lot when I was studying the Sermon on the Mount.
当我在读登山宝训的时候，我就一直在思想这个问题。
And in the Sermon on the Mount is the Golden Rule.
在登山宝训中有一个很重要的，就是黄金律。
And that's where Jesus teaches us to do unto others as we would like them to do to us.
耶稣在那里教导我们说，你要人如何待你，你要如何待别人。
And growing up, I always thought that this was uniquely Christian.
从小成长，我就认为这句话是属于我们基督徒的。
But after doing some research, it seems that there's something like this in almost every major religion and philosophy in the world.
可是当我真的去查询资料的时候，我发现在许多的各大的宗教之中都有类似的教训。
So what's the difference?
所以这个差别在哪里？
Jesus said himself in the Sermon on the Mount that there are two paths.
在登山宝训，耶稣说有两条道路。
There is a broad way and a narrow way.
有一条宽路，有一条窄路。
And at some points, these roads can look similar.
在某些地方，这两条路看起来可能相似。
But yet, like wild mushrooms, one road leads to life and one leads to death.
可是就像野的香菇一样，一条路是带到永生，一条路是带到灭亡。
This morning I want to look or continue looking at Ephesians chapter 4.
今天早上我们要继续的来看以弗所书第四章。
And find out what this difference is.
来看到这个不同在哪里。
And because of this difference, how shall we live?
而且因着这样子这种信仰的不同，我们应该如何的活？
Ephesians chapter 4 has been talking about living a life worthy of the calling we have received.
以弗所书第四章讲到我们行事为人要与我们所蒙的恩召相称。
Paul is exhorting us to live a life that's consistent with a salvation in Jesus Christ.
保罗在迫切的劝我们，我们要活出耶稣基督救恩相称的生活。
Living a life that is consistent with the cross of Jesus.
是与耶稣基督十字架相称的。
And so the very first part that we looked at in Ephesians chapter 4, 1 to 16, talked about that we need to live in unity.
所以在以弗所书第四章从第一节到第十六节，这讲到我们要活在合一中。
And our unity is not like a club or organization, but it is rooted in the fact that we all have the same Heavenly Father.
我们的合一不是因为好像我们是在同一个俱乐部、同一个机构中，而是我们有同一位父亲。
It's rooted in the fact that we all have the same Savior.
而是根据我们有同一位救主。
And we all have the same Holy Spirit.
我们都有同一位圣灵。
The next passage talks about our purity and holiness.
下一个讲到我们的圣洁，我们的纯洁。
So let us read Ephesians chapter 4, starting verse 17.
所以我们来读以弗所书第四章从十七节开始。
So I tell you this and insist on it in the Lord that you must no longer live as the Gentiles do in the futility of their thinking.
所以我说，且在主里确实地说，你们行事不要再向外邦人存虚妄的心行事。
They are darkened in their understanding and separated from the life of God because of their of the ignorance that is in them due to the hardening of their hearts.
他们心地昏昧，与神所赐的生命隔绝了，都因自己无知，心里刚硬。
Having lost all sensitivity, they have given themselves over to sensuality so as to indulge in every kind of impurity with a continual lust for more.
良心既然丧尽，就放纵私欲，贪行种种的污秽。
We're just going to stop there for now.
我们暂停在这。
Because here, Paul tells us what a non-Christian is like.
这里保罗告诉我们一个非基督徒是怎么样的。
And he contrasts us and says, we who are Christian are not to live that way.
而保罗就来对比说我们基督徒呢所以不应该活得像那样子。
If you ask the outside world, what is the problem with humanity, what would they say?
如果我们问外面世人说人类的问题是什么？他们会怎么回答？
Well, to answer that question, we look at the solutions that are posed.
我们要看他们的回答，我们先看他们所提出的解决方法。
And so we have society saying that if only we had more education, this would be a better place.
所以这个社会告诉我们，哎呀，如果我们有更好的教育，这个世界会变得更好。
If only we had stricter laws, people would be better.
如果我们有更严厉的法律，人会变得更好。
These solutions point to the fact that our culture believes that mankind is good.
这些解决之道告诉我们说，这个社会是觉得人本质是好的。
We just have a behavior problem.
我们有的是一种行为上的问题。
And so this world tries to tackle this behavior problem.
所以这个社会试图解决我们行为上的问题。
And that is why something like the golden rule is so important.
所以这就是为什么这个黄金律是很重要。
It's a way that this world regulates behavior.
所以世界是用这个黄金律来规范我们的生活。
How am I supposed to act?
我应该如何行呢？
Well, I act in such a way that I would like other people to act.
我要别人怎么样对我，那我就怎么对人就对了。
But in Ephesians 4, Paul says something completely different.
可是在以弗所书第四章，保罗所讲的却完全不同。
He says that mankind does not have a behavior problem.
他在这里讲到人类不是有一个行为上的问题。
He says we have a head and a heart problem.
他这里说到我们有一个头脑和我们的心的问题。
So you see in verse 18.
所以我们来看十八节。
They are darkened in their understanding and separate from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to the hardening of their hearts.
这里说他们心地昏昧，与神所赐的生命隔绝了，都因自己无知，心里刚硬。
So first of all, he says there's a problem with their thinking.
他这里说他们心地昏昧，这个文字的意思是说他们思想的思考是昏昧的。
He says in verse 17 that their thinking is futile.
那十七节说他们是存着一种虚妄的心。
Futile means it's useless.
虚妄的意思就是无用的。
Now we may think that there are many non-Christians who are very, very intelligent.
我们都知道有许多不信主的人，他们非常的非常的高智商。
And I'm sure many, many non-Christians are much smarter than I am.
我也相信有许多的非基督徒比我聪明。
But no matter how smart a human is, there is something wrong with their thinking.
无论一个人他智商有多么高，他的思想是有问题的。
Something that makes, no matter how great their thinking is, that all their thinking is in the end useless.
有一个问题就是无论他们的智商有多么高，他们思想的结果是无用的。
In high school, I had a physics teacher who spent all day trying to prove one question.
我在高中的时候有一个物理课的老师，他一直想解决一个问题。
And he was writing, he covered the whole entire blackboard.
他在解答这个问题的时候，从黑板的左边一直写满到右边。
And right before class finished, he reached the end.
在这个课快结束的时候，他这个问题快要解答了。
He puts his chalk down and he backs away and he looks at what he's done.
他把他粉笔放下来，他往后走走，然后看他所成就的。
He said, "Oh, that's not right."
结果他突然说，哎，这是错了。
And he traced all his work backwards.
所以他就从后面一直追追追追到前面。
And then found out in the beginning he had made a simple mistake.
结果发现在他前面的时候，他有一个很小的计算错误。
So no matter what wonderful physics and mathematics he did from then on, he could never get the right answer.
所以无论他后来是用多么精准的数学和物理学，他最后得出的答案是错的。
If you're not in the sciences, the same is true for building.
所以如果你对科学不是那么热衷，那对一个建造房子也是一样。
If the foundation is built wrong, no matter how wonderful the rest of the house is going to be unstable.
一个房子无论其他盖得多好，如果根基不稳固的话，这个房子是不稳的。
So Paul says humanity is missing something in their thinking.
所以保罗在这里说，整个人类在他们思想中，他们缺少了一些事情。
What are they missing?
他们缺少了什么？
Verse 18 says they are separated from the life of God.
18节说他们是与神所赐的生命隔绝了。
So that means no matter how smart you are,
无论你有多聪明,
if you are not a believer in God, you have left God out of all your thinking.
如果你不信神，那你将神隔绝在你所有的思考之外。
And so no matter how deep and how insightful your thinking is, you are not going to arrive at right answers.
所以无论你有多么聪明，多么有洞见，最后你所得出的一个答案是错误的。
Because you have left out the central character in the whole universe.
因为你将宇宙中最重要的那一位遗留在你思想外。
Romans chapter 1 says it in a similar way.
罗马书第一章也说了同样的话。
That humanity is guilty before God because they exchanged the truth of God for a lie.
这里也说了，罗马书也说到，所有人类都在罪恶之下，因为他们不认识神。
And no matter how smart you are, when you start with a lie, you are not going to arrive at the truth.
所以无论你是多么聪明，如果你没有包括神在里面，你所思想的不是聪明的。
So humanity has a head thinking problem.
所以人类他们在头脑上有一个问题。
But they also have a heart problem.
他们也同样的在他们的心 有一个问题。
Looking back in verse 18,
回到十八节
says it is due to the hardening of their hearts.
这里说都因心里刚硬。
They have a head problem because of their heart problem.
他们的头脑上有问题是因为他们的心先有了问题。
The human heart does not want to acknowledge God in their heart.
人的心不希望承认有一位神。
It does not want to obey God.
他也不希望顺服神。
The human heart does not desire to give God glory or praise or honor.
人的心不希望给神尊荣、荣耀和称赞。
It does not want God to be in charge of their life.
人心也不希望由神来主管他们的生命。
And because that is so, their heart refuses to acknowledge God.
因为这样，他们的心就拒绝神。
And as they refuse to acknowledge God, constantly they become, it says, hard.
因着他们不断地拒绝神，他们的心地就刚硬了。
When you touch something that is rough or hard or even too hot,Your skin develops calluses.
当你的皮肤去碰一些硬的东西，不断地去触摸硬的或烫的东西，你的手就开始生茧。
And as your calluses grow thicker, your sense of feeling becomes less.
当你的茧变得越来越厚的时候，你对那事物的感觉也越来越迟钝。
Again, Romans 1 says that all of creation speaks that there is a God.
罗马一章讲到，所有万物中，我们明明知道有神。
But we humans have ignored that.
可是人类却藐视这一点。
And we have ignored it so often that we don't even see it anymore.
我们忽略它这么久，我们现在看都无法看见。
We don't hear the voice that says God exists.
我们无法听见那声音告诉我们说神存在。
So we have these two problems, a head and a heart problem.
所以我们有两个问题，一个是头脑问题，一个是心灵的问题。
And then Paul continues in verse 19.
保罗在十九章继续说。
Because they've lost all sensitivity, they have given themselves over to sensuality, so as to indulge in every kind of impurity with a continual lust for more.
十九节讲到，良心既然丧尽，就放纵私欲，贪行种种的污秽。
Now, this is not to say that a non-Christian cannot act good.
这里不是说一个非基督徒无法做好事。
This is not to say that someone who believes in a different religion, a different philosophy, cannot act properly.
这里不是说如果你是信仰另外一个宗教或者是另外一种哲学，你没有办法做好事。
But Paul is saying that this kind of behavior is the behavior that is consistent with their head and their heart.
保罗在这里讲到，所有这些外面的种种的污秽是与头脑和心灵有关的。
So when we turn on the news and we see something horrible happen,
所以当我们打开电视，看到新闻里面种种的恶劣的事情。
We see mass shootings.
我们看到大量的人员枪伤。
We see murder.
我们看到谋杀。
We see all kinds of wickedness.
我们看到各种的恶行。
The world says they are bad people because of all the bad things they've done.
这世界说他们呢都是坏人，因为他们做了坏事。
But I'm glad I'm a good person because of the good things I do.
但是我们自己，因为我们都做好事，所以我们都是好人。
Paul writing this would look at our news that we see, and he would say, "This is what I expect."
可是使徒保罗，如果他看到同样电视里的新闻，他会说，这是我很清楚肯定会发生的。
This is behavior that is consistent with what's going on inside.
这种结出的果子。与他们这些人心理的情况是一致的。
And so Paul would not be shocked.
所以保罗一点也不会惊讶。
And we should not be shocked.
我们基督徒也不应该惊讶。
Because we see the wickedness of humanity and as bad as it can get, we know that that is inside of us.
当我们看见这人类所行的各种外面的恶，我们应该清楚说，同样的恶也在我们每个人心里。
We know given the opportunity, we would do just as bad.
如果我们在同样的情况有同样的机会，我们也会做同样的事。
So Paul says, do not do this.
所以保罗说，一开头十七节就说，我们不要如此行。
How do we not do this?
那我们应该 如何的不如此行呢？
Well, Paul says the bad actions is a result of the bad things inside.
保罗说，你外面不好的行为是因为你里面有不好的东西。
And no amount of good things on the outside is going to change what's on the inside.
无论你外面做多少的好的事，无法改变里面不好的事实。
So if you see someone with the best behavior, the nicest person you've ever met, if they do not have God, they are futile in their thinking, and they have a heart that is far away from God.
所以如果你遇见一个人，这个人是你所看见最好的，他一切都是那么的好，那么 好的一个人，可是如果他里面没有神，他一切外面所行的最后都是虚妄的。
And here we see the main difference between Christians and non-Christians.
所以在这里我们看到最主要基督徒与非基督徒之间的不同。
It's what's beneath the surface.
是在这个表面下面的深层的东西。
If Paul is telling us that we as Christians can act differently, he's saying we must have a different inside.
保罗在这里告诉我们，如果我们这些基督徒，我们能够行出不一样的生活举止，是因为我们里面有不一样的东西。
Bad behavior is consistent with a non-Christian's nature, but it is not consistent with ours.
所以坏的行为是与一个非基督徒他内心的光景是相符合的，可是却与基督徒是不相符合。
So let's continue reading in Ephesians 4 and let's see what that difference is.
我们继续读以弗所书第四章，然后看到它的不同在哪里。
You, however, did not come to know Christ that way.
你们学了基督却不是这样。
Surely you heard of him and were taught in him in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus.
你们如果听过他的道，领了他的教，学了他的真理。
You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires.
就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人，这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的。
To be made new in the attitude of your minds.
又要将你们的心智改换一新。
And to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness.
并且穿上新人，这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
So in contrast with the non-Christian,
与非基督徒不同的，
they have a futile thinking,
他们那些人有一个虚妄的心，
but we have a new thinking.
可是我们有个新的心智。
It says in verse 23,
这是在23节讲到的。
Another translation says, a renewing of your minds.
另外一个翻译本他说了，这个改换是一个进行式的，不停的被改换。
The Greek word means a new and transformed mind.
在希腊原文说到是一个被更新的，被变化的一个心智。
Not just a new attitude.
不是一个新，不仅仅是一个新的态度。
Not just new feelings.
不是仅仅一种新的感觉。
A new and transformed mind.
是一个被更新、被变化的一个心智。
How do we get this new mind?
我们如何得到这样的一个心智？
Verse 20.
二十节说。
You did not come to know Christ that way.
你们学了基督却不是这样。
That's the difference, knowing Christ.
所以这里就讲到我们要认识基督。
That's what this whole thing hinges on.
所以这整个是建立在这个认识基督的根基上。
That's the only thing that makes a difference.
就是借着这一件事，整个事情 可以被转变。
How does the Christian have a new mind?
一个基督徒如何有新的心智？
How does a Christian have a transformed life?
一个基督徒如何有一个更新的生活？
It is not because we are more skilled or more holy in our actions.
不是因为我们有更多的技巧，我们有更多的圣洁在我们生活中。
Many non-Christians think that's what Christians are all about.
很多非基督徒认为做基督徒就是这样，要做这些事。
That we live this way because we have some kind of superiority complex.
他说基督徒能够做得比别人好，是因为我们有一种崇高的一种心智。
But the only thing we have is what the Pharisees noticed about the earliest disciples.
我们唯一有的就是那些法利赛人所注意到初期的这些门徒们。
You remember right after Jesus went back up into heaven, the very first time the Pharisees and the leaders of the law got the disciples on trial, they noticed one thing.
当耶稣升天以后，当门徒聚集，然后被法利赛人所议论的时候，他们法利赛人发现基督徒有一件事。
They noticed that even though these were untrained men, they had been with Jesus.
他们注意到了一件事，就是这些人是无学问的，可是他们跟过耶稣。
That's the only difference.
这是唯一的不同。
The disciples hadn't gone to some major school.
这些门徒他们没有去过某些特殊训练的学校。
They hadn't been to the University of Israel.
他们没有去以色列的大学。
They hadn't received some special thing that made them better than everyone.
他们没学到什么特殊的技能让他们与别人不同。
The only thing that set the disciples apart was that they knew Jesus.
唯一使他们与别人不同的是因为他们跟过耶稣。
And so here Paul makes a clear-cut division.
所以在这里保罗很清楚地有一个分水岭。
This is the life you had before. This is the life without God.
一边你有从前你们有的生活，你们一个没有神的生活是如何行的？
And in that life you had fetal thinking and you had a heart far from God.
那时候你们的心思是虚妄的，你们与神是隔绝的。
Now he's going to describe the new life, the new foundation.
接着保罗形容，那另外一边一个新的生活是如何？
And the only thing that makes it new is knowing Jesus.
可是在这里唯一的不同，它的根基是你们学了基督，你们认识基督。
And because we know Jesus, we receive new minds.
因为我们认识基督，我们接受了一个新的心智。
We are transformed in the way we think.
我们的心思想被更新了。
We are transformed in the way that we look at the world.
我们看世界的这个镜片被改变了。
We are transformed in our priorities.
我们优先次序被改变了。
We are transformed in our desires.
我们的思想被更新了。
Not only have we received that when we believe in Jesus,
我们不仅仅是在我们初认识主的时候被改变。
But the word that it uses in verse 23, to be made new, is a continuous verb.
而在23节讲到这个心智改换一心的改换一心是一个进行式的动词。
That means it's constantly happening to us.
所以他这里说到这个改变是一直不断在我们身上发生的。
Our mind is continually being transformed.
我们的心智一直在被改换中。
What is it being transformed by?
它被什么改换呢？
It's being transformed by the teachings about Jesus.
我们是被着耶稣基督的教训所改换的。
Verse 21, surely you heard of him and were taught in him according with the truth that is in Jesus.
因为我们听过他的道，领了他的教，学了他的真理。
You were taught.
你们听过他的道。
That's happening right now.
现在正在发生。
We're reading God's word and we're talking about Jesus.
我们现在正在读神的话，我们正在学习耶稣。
So even right now, this is one of the reasons why we gather together. We're being transformed in our minds.
这也是为什么我们逐日要聚集在一起，因为 借着这样的聚集可以更新我们的心智。
And we're being transformed, not just in our minds, but our whole being, in our heart.
我们不仅在思想上被改换，而我们整个的人是在被改换。
It says in verse 24, to put on a new self.
24节并且 说了并且穿上新人。
He's saying this is what happens when we know Christ.
这里说到当你认识基督的时候会发生什么，你会变成新人。
He says the same thing later in his letters to the Corinthians, that we who are in Christ are a new creation.
在哥林多前书的时候也说到，若有人在基督里，他是新造的人。
And this new creation has a purpose.
这个新造的人有一个目的。
Verse 24.
24节说
Our new self is created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness.
24节说这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
When God saves you, he saves you with a purpose.
当神救了你，他救你是有目的的。
He doesn't just save us and say,Just live however you want.
他不是救了我们以后就说，嗯，你以后该要怎么活你自己就怎么活。
He's created us anew to be like him.
他更新了我们是要更新我们来像他。
In righteousness and holiness.
是在真理的仁义和圣洁中。
And that's why Paul can start out the next verse saying, Therefore each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to his neighbor, for we are all members of one body.
所以接下来他说到，所以你们要弃绝谎言，个人与邻舍说实话，因为我们是互相为肢体。
And we're not going to get into all that Paul says about how we should act.
我们不会继续的读下面许多关于我们应该如何行的经文。
But the most important thing is that now he can call us.To good, holy, godly behavior.
现在神可以呼召我们来行那善良的、圣洁的、神所喜悦的行为。
In a way that is consistent with our nature.
这样子的外在的行为是与我们内在的生命是相符合的。
Our new nature in Christ.
我们一个新的新人在基督里是不一样的。
And that sets us apart from.The whole rest of the world.
这样子的一个新人是与整个世界的人是不一样的。
Because the rest of the world says, if you have good behavior, if you do good, you're a good person.
因为这个世界说，你只要外面的行为是好的，你就是一个好人。
That's the difference between the golden rule elsewhere and the golden rule in the Bible.
所以这个所谓的金律，你要如别人如何待你，你要如何待人，在其他。世界上的标准跟我们基督徒的标准是有不同的。
Do good to others.
要对别人要行好事。
Why?
为什么?
Because you want to receive good from others.
对世人来说是因为你要别人对你也对做好事。
Because you want to be a good person.
因为你想要做一个好人。
But yet when Jesus says it, it's completely different.
可是当耶稣说这句黄金律的时候却完全不一样。
He says, if you know me, you're already a good person.
耶稣所要说的是你们如果认识我你们已经是好人。
You've already been remade.
你们已经被新造了。
New thinking.
有新的心。
A new thinking.
你们得了新的心思。
A new self.
一个新的己。
And out of that,
从这个新的己
then do good.
可以做出善事。
And it doesn't matter at all how other people treat you back.
根本跟别人如何来回报你无关。
This is the wonderful news of the Bible.
这是圣经给我们的好消息。
That we are fundamentally different.In Christ.
我们在本质上在基督里是完全不同的。
That now we have this high and lofty calling.
我们有这样子一个崇高的一个呼召。
We who are sinful and unworthy have been saved by Jesus.
我们这些有罪的、不配的人，能够被耶稣所拯救。
Unearned,
不是我们所赚取的。
Paid for completely by God.
是完全是神所替我们偿还的。
Isn't that something to be thankful for?
这岂不是一个我们值得感恩的吗？
And now he calls us.
而且他呼召我们。
Fulfill the calling on your life.
我们要完成他所呼召我们的生活。
You have been given this new creation to be like God.
我们成为一个新造的人，有神的形象。
In true righteousness and holiness.
是在真理的仁义和圣洁中。
The acts of unrighteousness are no longer consistent with who you are.
所有这些不义的行为与我们里面的琐事是不同的。
Bad language is not consistent with who you are.
一些不干净的言语与你的内心是不配合的。
Insults are not consistent with who you are.
侮辱人的话语是与你里面是不相符合的。
Looking at unholy things is not consistent with who you are.
看一些不该看的东西是与你里面是不符合的。
Live like who you are.
你们要活出你们里面所是的。
Live righteous and holy.
活出一个真理的仁义和圣洁。
Anything else is inconsistent with your new nature.
其他的一切都与你里面的一个新的一个生命本质是不同的，不符合的。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Heavenly Father, in this time of Thanksgiving, we especially want to remember how great you are.
天父，在这感恩的节期，我们特别要感谢你，因为你何等的伟大。
Because you have made us new.
因为你使我们成新造的人。
We did not arrive at the salvation by our own skills and abilities.
我们不是借着自己的技术和能力得到这救恩。
Because somehow we were smarter than everyone else.
好像我们比别人更有智慧。
No, before Christ, our minds were futile in its thinking.
我们不是，我们与同样与别人一样，我们是存着虚妄的心行事的。
And yet, in spite of us being far away from you, you revealed yourself to us.
尽管我们与别人一样，与你是远远隔离的，你却向我们显现。
And we got to know Jesus.
而我们得以认识耶稣。
Lord, may that knowledge of Jesus put us apart from the rest of this world.
主，愿那认识基督的生命让我们与世人的行为远远的相隔。
And although people might not be able to see what's in our heart,
所以世人虽然不一定能看见我们内心。
We pray that it would be in evidence in our actions.
我们祷告，愿我们的所行出来的是让他们可以清楚看见不同的生命。
That we would live in all righteousness and holiness.
活出真理的仁义和圣洁。
Help us, Lord Jesus.
主耶稣基督，帮助我们。
And we pray in His holy name.
我们奉着他圣洁的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.